The first time I cheated on my husband was honestly extremely innocent. I was hanging out at our cabin, just enjoying the countryside, when there was a knock at the door. I was making homemade bread, so I was covered in flour. And I will admit to you, I'm a nudist. So whenever I'm indoors at my house, whether it's a cabin, apartment, wherever I am at that time, I'm usually completely naked. If not, then I've got on a cute little bra and panty set. So when the door got a knock, I was actually quite surprised. It's a royal area. Not very many people know of this cabin. So when I walked to the door and opened it, it was my husband's best friend. I gave him a smile while also looking just slightly uncomfortable. He'd never seen me like this before. I wasn't completely naked, just an itty bitty yellow and pink bikini and bra, and covered from head to toe in flour. I asked him to come in, walked away, very much knowing that his eyes had to be planted to my very round backside. I went to go wipe my hands, and then I walked to the bathroom and grabbed my robe. As I tied the strings, he was still talking as if it was normal, just another day. He admitted to me that my husband told him that I had gone up to the cabin and that it was going to be a very terrible storm, and that sometimes it's a little tough trying to get the windows to come back down, or trying to tie down the hatch with the metal sleeves that we've got to go over the windows, just in case of a situation like this. I thanked him, told him I hadn't seen a cloud in the sky. I didn't know what the weatherman was talking about, but it was probably nothing. But I appreciated him for coming out and trying to help me. As I went back to making my bread, he asked me what I'd been up to, when it was obvious, just by looking around the kitchen, I had muffins, little bundt cakes, cupcakes, you name it. I'm a baker, so it's my comfort zone to bake. He grabbed up one of the cupcakes and started tearing into it, telling me how delicious it was and how he couldn't believe that I'd done all this in just a few hours. I offered him a beer. He took it. So as the rest of the day went by, I finished my baking. We went outside. We went on the canoe. Did a little light fishing. More shooting the shit than fishing. Nothing seemed to be biting. And before I knew it, the clouds started rolling in. The ones that weren't present earlier. He helped me tie everything up and down. Came in. We put a fire in the fireplace. Everything was just normal. Normal conversation, laughter. I made a couple tuna sandwiches. I wasn't expecting anything other than just my husband's best friend looking out for me and enjoying some downtime. Well, one thing led to another. We started talking about the college days. He told me about all the girls he had, all the girls my husband had had, all the girls they had even shared, which was news to me. I wasn't expecting that one. The more he told me about the things he'd seen my husband do, the more excited I found myself getting. By that time, I just had some cut-off shorts on and a little tank top, no bra, walking around in my bare, painted toes. And he had taken off his shirt, was walking around in just some shorts. And we were just talking and drinking, laughing, having the time of our life. When he admitted to me something I never knew. He told me that the whole reason why me and my husband ended up together in the first place was because they had made a bet. They made a bet that the first girl he saw, my husband that was, he was going to have to fuck before the end of the night. If he did it, that he would make $150. Now, other women may have found that very disparaging, very disrespectful, humiliated, angry, just to think that you've been married for 10 years to someone that only got you because they made a bet on you. Now, I will admit the truth to you. Me and my husband had sex that first night we met, and he must have won his $150 because we've been together ever since. But then the best friend exposed a little more. He told me how he was so mad because they had a rule in place. Bros before hoes. See, he had the biggest crush on me. He'd been watching me for way longer than my husband ever noticed me. So when the opportunity came and I was the one that got noticed at that party, he'd always wished it had been him and not my husband. Before I knew it, I was drunk enough, hot enough, and throbbing enough between the lips that I reached over and I stroked the back of his bald head. I've always had a thing for men with bald heads. That led to him kissing my fingers and sucking on them. And before I knew it, he had scooped me up in his arms and he was sucking on my neck. My lovers would tell you my neck is one of the most sensitive spots on my body. So when that man put his lips on my neck, that was it. I had his shorts down over his feet and his cock deep in my throat, and I was sucking on it like it was the last cock on earth. Before I knew it, we were in the 69 and he was sucking and slurping on my pussy in ways my husband has never cleaned my cock. Before I knew it, I was bent over the couch, and with nothing flicking in the room but the fireplace, my husband's best friend fucked the shit out of me. He pounded my pussy and made me feel as if I had a second one down there. Oh, he rolled me over in positions that I hadn't been in years. By the time he was done with me that night, I was walking funny and I was okay with it.